Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show.
Nothing else out there sounds like it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Wiggy is here tomorrow, and we're going to go inside the warped female brain with Danielle, I believe, for the first time on the new show. This is John, though. Hey, John.
What's up, Greg? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Yeah, I know it sucks in Massachusetts right now and a bunch of places across the country, but I just kind of wanted to give you a glimpse into what life is like in Mississippi.
In Mississippi?
In Mississippi, okay. Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So check it out. This past weekend, Friday night, we went to a lake here in town and ate, and no mask on the waitresses, no mask on anybody in the restaurant. Saturday night, we had a barbecue with the family. Sunday, we went to church, no mask, no nothing. Was actually told by the pastor if we wanted N95 masks, they were available, but nobody got one. Sunday night, went to downtown, ate indoors, no mask. Monday morning, I went to the driving range, was able to do that, and then Monday, you know, another barbecue and hung out with the family and swam a little bit. So we're pretty much wide open down here. I also work in a factory of about 500-600 people, and nothing has changed. There's been no health protocols, no nothing. We just business as usual.
So when it comes to going to work, they don't take your temperature, or they haven't done anything at work?
Absolutely nothing. It's about 500-600 people here, and it's absolutely nothing. They gave us masks that if you want to wear one, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. But everything is absolutely normal. You would not even know that nothing is going on down here.
Ken, are you okay? I mean,
that's great news.
That guy, unlike when you get your hair cut here in Massachusetts, he didn't attest to what he had been doing and where he had been for the last few weeks.
I had to sign an attestation with respect to a variety of things that I said I didn't do and haven't done.
By the way, a hairstylist was texting in during the break.
Yeah.
And saying that particular paperwork, your papers,
yes,
are kept on file at the business.
Okay.
For tracing purposes. So okay. If you get sick.
Great.
And why, again, is it just the businesses that are opening now?
Right.
If we're going to insist that somebody who wants to go get their hair cut is going to have to share all kinds of personal information, why haven't we been doing that with the grocery stores or the Walmart or the Home Depot or any place that has been open all along?
That's a great point. We should be. And there was a meatpacking plant.
No, we shouldn't be. We shouldn't be doing it at the hairstylist. We shouldn't be doing it at the barber. We shouldn't be doing it anywhere.
There's a meatpacking plant in Iowa. They've had like 3,400 people tested. They won't say how many people have tested positive. Like, the company is just not releasing the information. It could be a huge outbreak in a community, and the Department of Health is saying, we're not saying. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it amazing?
This is public health information.
Isn't it amazing how the left used to call the conservatives tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists? And now COVID has made all of them Alex Jones. It's like everything is a deep state mystery secret trying to cover up.
It's
COVID-19.
Not even deep state. It's just a straight cover up. It's an open cover up.
It's careful when you mention Alex Jones, though, Curtis. It could lead to Brady talk.
Yeah, did you hear this? We don't have the audio. Ben Volen over the weekend said that Tom Brady was Alex Jones-like because he was selling immune-boosting supplements.
It's another thing we discussed on the show the other day.
I know. I didn't know if you actually heard it live.
Yes,
you said it to Greg, and I listened to it on radio.com.
We discussed this briefly earlier, but maybe you don't care. So maybe you're so desperate to go get your hair cut or go to a a hairstylist or go to a restaurant. I mean, are you going to have to do that at a restaurant? So when you go to – when restaurants finally open, which is going to be late June, when you go there, are you going to have to share with them every place that you've been and things that you have and haven't done?
See, this is why the digital tracking and tracing should be in place, which we talked about months ago, which you scoffed at. But now, this is stupid. Like, you should just have a digital track, a footprint. You don't have to get your information out, but they, so they know where you were and when you were there, not some handwritten thing.
Well, no, but you know, some people, you understand, some people don't want that. They don't want everybody knowing exactly where they've been.
I'm sorry, it's wartime. We're trying to get the economy back and going. That's what
and
you want,
And then you
got
to touch the pen to fill out the thing. Are they going to disinfect the pen?
Right.
This is like the keypad thing that the caller mentioned earlier. Like, I had to pick something up at the pet store, and they've got a sign up that says, please use the pen to hit the buttons for your pen number. And I'm like, but I'm still touching the pen.
Right.
What's the difference?
So what about, I mean, testing is not that accurate yet, right? Would we all agree? Or it's not as accurate as it could be yet, Ken? What will you give me on that?
I guess you're right, because there was the Abbott system that there was a report. It was only 50% accurate.
Sure.
So that's one system of many.
So let's say you get a false positive.
Yep.
And then they go back and they find out everything that you've done, where you've been, who you've interacted with, and they direct you to quarantine, to miss work, to whatever it is. They go to everybody that you interacted with and do the same. Based on what? A test?
Hopefully they do a second test. Like, Fitzy has a family member now that's got a test. Do they follow that up if it's either way, negative or positive?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
Good.
They'll call you for results. Your results will be posted online, and then you can call back in and discuss. And, you know, there's a whole series of protocols, and they've been great about following up. And we didn't even present that many symptoms, but they just wanted to, full well knowing that I actually engage on a regular basis professionally with other people in a workplace. That's when they said, okay, you definitely need to take him in. Because it wasn't like this kid has just been home by himself for several months.
Well, no, he's been. You've been.
He has been, yes. It's I who have left the house and come back in, and I've been around other grown adults, supposedly.
You're like Tom Hanks' character in Philadelphia, where he brought
I'm not that emaciated, but...
he brought it into the office. I mean, that's theoretically that you brought it home.
I hope not.
In Maine... This is a Kenny Bunkport restaurant owner. They have to do that. When they open, they have to get information from at least one person at every table about where they have been, what they have done, who they have been interacting with. So is that's before the features or after the features? Is that done from 6 feet away? And how many people, how many thousands of people are we employing to follow up on this tracing stuff? And who's paying for that?
Well, you are, yeah.
Am I paying for that?
In New York, Bloomberg is. He set up the whole force. But didn't we have 1,000 here initially? There were 1,000 tracers in Massachusetts?
Think about how many tests we could have if Bloomberg didn't waste $1 billion to run for nothing in the election.
He's made that $1 billion back with his $75 billion since the election.
This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey, Derek.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Derek?
Ken, why? Why do we gotta, trace everybody, know where you've been? Why?
Why? I mean, we have 100,000 deaths in the country. I mean, have you not seen the headlines this morning? Don't you want to know if you were at a restaurant and somebody next to you tested positive? Don't you want to know that?
No, I don't care. It's 98% that I will survive. The people that are at risk should continue to do what everyone else has been doing for 3+ months now. That's how we move forward. I don't understand how it's so hard for you.
Well, you could be a walking asymptomatic spreader, a super spreader, for 5 days after going to this restaurant.
Yeah, I get that. But 98% are going to be okay if I give it to them.
Okay, but then you know you can stay away from the 2% that you shouldn't be around.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People are getting in their cars. They're taking off their masks. They're putting their mask on the seat. Now it's contaminated. They put it back on. They think it's okay.
Separate issue.
But the whole masking, how you can make it mandatory when we don't even know, well, we do know one thing, that it's not 100% going to do anything. So you people are nuts. You're maddening, Ken. Okay, you're not going to die. There's no, I don't need to know.
I'm not
going to
die, but somebody I know might die.
Tell them to stay the F home,
Curtis,
buddy.
Is a frontline worker.
Tell them to stay home.
His immune system is compromised from head to toe.
Ken, you
I mean, he looks pretty
I mean,
healthy.
You
oh.
have
20% liver, 100% worry.
Yes.
There's no good reason
that's on my Lexapro.
That we need to cripple the country any further.
I agree. But let's get back to work. This will help. This helps
no,
the economy.
No, you don't agree. You're still living in fear.
You're so paranoid of the government. God, just give
I'm
up a little
paranoid.
Freedom.
It doesn't matter. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter. Because everybody who thinks they're, like, completely, you know, bony, like, you know, sterile and using paper towels to open every little, like, latch on every little door, right? They're not 100% clean, Ken. None of us are going to be. Everybody's contaminated to some degree. So tell everybody that's at risk. You still need to be very careful, and everybody else, go back to bloody work for crying out loud.
And scene, mic drop.
Derek's
go Steelers.
It. He's had it. Well, I mean, do you believe that people will be honest when they're going to get, I guess in Rhode Island, you have to do this when you go to a gym. So the gyms have opened in Rhode Island.
Okay.
And they're going to open up restaurants on Monday in Rhode Island. And do you think people are going to be, if you're going to get a haircut today in Massachusetts, do you think everybody's going to be completely honest with
no.
Where they've been, who they've been in contact
no,
with?
No, they're going to answer by default and say that they stayed home and did all their stuff. Like, come on.
Yeah, I just got to town from Zimbabwe. I'm ready to get my haircut.
After
hello,
a 14-day quarantine.
Hello, I am Nigerian Prince. I have heard about your cutting of hair. And Greg, by the way, Newport, I saw yesterday on Instagram, people were down there dining al fresco, enjoying lobster rolls out of doors
yes.
at patio-based restaurants.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would talk about painful to watch, dear God. And also, did you read that Portland, Maine has applied to turn tons of streets downtown into open-air dining because they're only going to be able to do outdoor dining this summer?
Yes.
How come Portland's doing that and Boston can't open a street?
I'm hearing that the outdoor, if you have an outdoor dining area, you're going to be able to open that up a week from Monday. That's the 8th, right?
Yep.
June 8th. And then.
Whoa, this is some scoopage.
This is what I'm hearing. This is what I just saw it on Edelman's Instagram. That's where I got it from.
Was Hoyer throwing him a baguette?
And then. Theoretically, a couple weeks later, 2-3 weeks later, some indoor dining could open up with tables that are, socially distanced from each other. But, I mean, you're SOL if you don't have an outdoor dining space. So,
right.
I mean, and what percentage of restaurants in the city would you guess have an existing outdoor dining space? Is it 30% of them, maybe?
That's
25
high.
And,
that's
25 and under. 20% maybe tops, Greg.
And Mayor Walsh. Should not be eating at any of these restaurants for 6 to 8 months. If he wants
right.
us to rely on that, I hope
that's
I don't
correct.
See the mayor having a nice lobster roll this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
On, you know, it's Stephanie's.
But just think about how, like, an area like Portland, already known as, like, the dining capital of the Northeast, is going to thrive. People will be driving an hour, 2 hours to go to Newport or Portland
right.
so they can, you know, have, you know, duck fat outdoors, or they can go get a lobster roll in Newport or something. Whereas here, back here, it's like, ah, honey, looks like it's another layered sandwich from our sheltered living room.
A layered sandwich.
A moldy layered ham sandwich?
Yep, that's that's just hummus and fear, Curtis.
This is Marv. What's up?
Hummus.
What's going on, Marv?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good morning.
Danielle.
Marv.
Good. Hey, I wish Ken would just address, I mean, you keep on talking about 100,000 deaths in the United States. Let's talk about Massachusetts. 60% of the deaths are in long-term care facilities and nursing homes. Over 20% of the cases are in nursing homes. These facilities are regulated by the state. Okay, we've got a governor who was in the healthcare business before he became governor. He has made a total mess of this. So these people were not out among us at restaurants. We're not going to infect them. they've been infected in the nursing homes. About 40% to 50% of the deaths in the United States have been in these facilities. So let's get around that fact first, Ken, and stop keeping everyone else in lockdown.
I mean, I agree. It's a serious issue, and we're getting out of lockdown. We're coming back. I don't know if you're aware. We're starting to open things back up again.
I mean, not
so
Maine. In one second, Marv. In Maine, I mean, these politicians are paralyzed. They in Maine, Governor Mills said that restaurants could open up on June 1st, and she just rescinded that yesterday. Meanwhile, every small business restaurant owner spent money on plexiglass and all, and you know, all that stuff, and now they don't know when. Go ahead, Marv. Sorry.
Listen. This governor has messed up this system. We've got, I think, a third of the nursing home deaths in the country, or at least 10% of the nursing home deaths for the whole country.
Yeah.
And you know, this guy is supposed to be the healthcare expert. Meanwhile, because of lobbying money, he signs a bill immunizing any of the nursing homes under a HEROES, quote-unquote, act from being sued for mistreating these nursing home patients. So, I mean, this thing has been messed. When we go to the restaurant, Ken, they're not wheeling in people from nursing homes.
No, but there might be somebody who worked at the nursing home who's now infected who's at the restaurant.
Right. Yeah. And guess what, Ken? In Ohio, where we used to live, there was a nursing home in Newark, Ohio. That guy figured it out, and he locked down everyone in the nursing home, including the people that worked there, for 65 days, paid them extra to stay there, and didn't have one death in the nursing home.
Well, okay? And same...
And meanwhile, Greg, here's another thing that's... Here's the governor on your show several weeks ago bragging about the fact that he had 10,000 applications for 1,000 COVID positions, tracker COVID positions. He sounded exactly like Trump. You know, it was great that so many people were out of work that they were applying for these jobs. Meanwhile, at the same time, there were thousands of people that couldn't get through to the unemployment bureau. Why didn't he hire 1,000 people to take calls at the unemployment bureau and get these people their benefits instead of hiring COVID trackers?
Marv, you make some great points. Thank you for the call. And Ken has nothing to say.
Well, no, I mean, has everybody gotten their unemployment by now? I mean, I'm sure it was a slow trickle at first, but I haven't heard people outraged they haven't got their benefits that need them. Is that still a major issue?
I got unemployment benefits and I didn't even apply for them. Has anyone else been subject to that scam? I got a letter saying that I was approved for my PUA benefits, so now I have to spend 2 hours on hold with unemployment to let them know that, yep, I got a letter, because at first I was like, oh, what the hell is this? And then I read into it, I'm like, somebody has my freaking info, and then I did some Googling online. Evidently, it's a big Nigerian scam, not even kidding, and they've scammed millions of dollars from various state governments because people are using other people's info and then stealing the money. And then 2 days later, I get this, like, Visa prepaid card in the mail. They're like, this is what we're going to use to deposit all your money. I'm like, great. Another company I have to sit on hold for 2 hours.
Well, in some states, you can apply for unemployment benefits now.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to present any documentation that you were employed previously until the end of this year.
What a mess.
Like, do you think there's any fraud that might
so
go on
much
there?
Fraud.
Do you want to hear something else that's insane? I heard this week. Boston students in the Boston public school system are all getting $400 a month for food.
Okay.
And you don't.
I
have,
don't mind that if a kid eats.
No,
Curtis.
No. Listen, it's not. It has no bearing on what the household income is. So if you're living in Beacon Hill and your kid goes to Boston Public, you're getting $400 a month. When you have millions of dollars, and the parents that have wanted to say, you know what, let's donate it, you know, give it back, you have to get the money and then go yourself drive to a Greater Boston food bank to deliver the money or deliver the food.
What percentage of those kids on Beacon Hill would you guess are going to public school?
So what? think about that's still $400 a month that's just going to every family without even considering what their income is.
Yeah. This is Walt from Boston. What's up, Walt?
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
What's going on?
Just listen, I'm tired of the mess, but listen, I just want to know, when can I cash my bottles? I have a bag full of bottles here, like 3 months, I still can't cash them, man. Well, they're still taking the bottle deposits.
Yeah, I know.
Some places have reopened their redemption set.
They have?
Some places.
Can I return my SodaStream bottles into the machine that nobody touches? Is that all right?
I don't know if those go in the machine. Okay. That might be a special kind. But yeah, I've seen in the community forums, a lot of people have been asking about that, and some people piped up with locations that had reopened their areas.
No, the SodaStream, this affects me personally. So, the SodaStream, you return it into a machine at the store, at the grocery
like
store.
Like a SodaStream machine like a CO2 canister?
Yeah, no, it's a SodaStream machine.
Huh.
So, there's no contact being made with the SodaStream bottle, but because of I mean, I guess
you're going to go to the redemption. I'm shocked you've held on to this thing for this long.
I have like five of them. You guys all said when I got that for Christmas, I was never going to
use it.
I'm shocked you've used it.
This is your biggest concern during quarantine, by the way.
It's because you can't get seltzer at the store, right? That's why. You're too lazy to get it at the store. So you're like, I'll use the SodaStream.
No, I save money.
Get out of here. Stop.
SodaStream is like the first thing you get in the bougie home starter kit.
I am saving cents per bottle when it comes to what I would have spent on seltzer. Uh-huh. Hello, Jerry.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Jerry?
Hello, Jer.
How are you all doing?
Fabulous.
Greg, can I take a minute and have a little conversation with Mr. Laird?
Yes, of course.
Oh, boy.
Ken, of all the stupid things you have ever said, and they are legion, that thing you said about contact tracing, we should already have it, is the single stupidest thing you have ever said. You demonstrate the inability to have any forward thinking or to factor into your thought process unintended consequences. Do you want the government under the guise of a flu to be able 5 years from now to know exactly where you've been because the groundwork was laid because Ken Laird got the sniffles from going to a restaurant?
It's
going to
be an app that's optional that you log into and then you can get rid
of. Okay, do you not understand the door opens a crack? And the next thing you know, it's not optional. The next thing you know, you've got to have it. The next thing you know, you have it. You don't even know you've got it. Kind of like COVID-A. You might be walking around as a super carrier, infecting everybody. Let's just do two little things I'll finish with. First of all, if you take out of the death total, the 100,000, each and every one of them a tragedy for a family that has lost someone they love. It should never happen. It's a part of life. We're all going to go through it. If you take out of that 100,000, the dead in nursing homes and assisted living facilities in New Jersey, Massachusetts, and New York only, three of the states, then you are down to the exact, roughly the same number of people that die from any other strain of influenza on a yearly basis.
Yeah, Jerry, we just locked the country down for multiple months to keep it at that level.
We don't lock it down for influenza A, B, C, or D. There's four other strains of influenza.
So what would the death toll be if we didn't?
The death toll isn't considerably different in any of the states that didn't lock down.
And it would be if you protected the seniors, if you protected the elderly, it wouldn't be. And let me finish with this. I have a choice. At this panel, this like college, you know, Jeopardy panel, there's Ben Franklin and Ken Laird. And I have to put my money on one of those guys to win this. I'm going to go with Ben Franklin. You know why? Because Ben Franklin may have been one of the smartest people ever on this planet. And it's Ben Franklin who said, the man who willingly surrenders his liberty and his freedom for security deserves neither.
Yes.
And big news this morning, we are now over 40 million jobless claims. 2.1 million more people filed for jobless claims this week, brings the total north of 40 million since the coronavirus outbreak began.
Is that over 20%?
It's
got to be. Like, we're probably inching closer to the 25% unemployment rate, which was the Great Depression.
Like a rocket ship, it's going 40, to go up, 40, and everything will be million. Back.
I love the pivot to that quote whenever I bring this up.
How about the pivot you do to the economy on everything? Can you just acknowledge we lost 100,000 people once on the show?
I don't believe we lost 100,000 people directly to COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
I believe that the median age is 82 in Massachusetts, and I believe those people, many of whom passed away, would have passed away from other underlying conditions.
Did Sandy Hook happen or no?
We lose 100,000. We lose 100,000 listeners when you speak, Ken.
Greg, by the way,
I believe Sandy Hook happened.
Okay,
it was 20. Greg, I believe the unemployment rate as of the last reporting was at 24.9. So. If we want a couple million higher, I think we're going to set a new all-time high. So we did it.
All right. Coming up next, Ben Franklin with what is trending in French houses of ill repute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Underrated song there from the Silver Sun Pickups. Lazy Eye, is that what it's called? This is Brock. Hello, Brock.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Hello.
I just wanted to give a little bit of insight to Ken and anybody else who's in favor of this contact tracing. This isn't something that is new. They failed to pass it multiple times in 2019 to try and recognize school shooters. And it failed multiple times in 2018 to try and recognize behavior patterns and determine pre-crime. This is a huge step forward in the surveillance state, and COVID-19 is the excuse that they're using it to push forward. They've been trying to do this for multiple years. This is just a way to get more and more information on everybody completely, whether they think they're doing it or not. And the idea that this is going to be optional and you don't have to do it is completely asinine. This is something they've been trying to push for years with multiple excuses, and this is just the latest one. You can look into the origins of where all this contact tracing came, and you just got to look at cities like China and Israel where it's been implemented for years now.
When you have this discussion with people, I guarantee you what they say to you is, if you're not doing anything wrong, why do you care if people know where you've been and who you're with? So what's your answer to that?
It doesn't matter. Because what is considered wrong now wasn't considered wrong 5 years ago, right? 10 years ago. The goalpost is going to move, but the framework and the structure of this contact tracing, the network that this is going to create, that's not going anywhere. So what might be okay today might not be okay this time next year. So what's the difference?
So, and I have yet to get a reasonable answer on why, when it comes to barbershops and hairstylists, why we are now initiating this when we haven't initiated it all along at Walmart or Home Depot or
anywhere.
What's the answer?
I don't have the answer.
And why just that? Like, why just that sector? I don't get it.
The answer is pretty simple, everyone. The government has no effing clue what they're doing, and they're making this up as they go along because this is, wait for it, unprecedented. So anybody who says with any semblance of certainty that they know what's going on is lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, draconian. Obama had a playbook, and then Trump threw it out, so.
I'm hammered.
There you go, Curtis.
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer drank.
Quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Nick has a scoop, which is that Edelman just started a brand of jeans.
Did you fit in yours yet?
Ooh.
A little. Listen, whoa. I am
working on it with the beets.
I'm working on a beet salad. Beets.
What a stock photo you posted there last night.
That was not a
beets
stock.
Beets by Greg. There's a delivery service I will not be subscribing to anytime soon.
I mean, listen.
I Googled beets and that picture came up.
Yeah.
Dino used to do that. He'd claim he was on vacation in Florida. It was just some ad from Hilton.
That's not a stock photo. That was, I mean, Beats are, First of all, I've never prepared beets before. Shocker.
Yeah, there goes your kitchen counter.
I mean,
yeah, Greg, I'm also not Morimoto, but your knife work could use a little upping,
yeah,
guy.
Seriously.
Well, it's hard to get the skin off. Like, you got to roast them, and then you got to peel them.
Oh,
it's a lot of work. You got to marinate them in the olive oil and the balsamic, and then you got to create the whipped goat cheese.
You did not make whipped goat cheese.
Yes, I did.
There is no chance.
You didn't whip it with a whisk.
I put a dollop of whipped goat cheese.
Was there a crostini?
It was more like my dish is whipped goat cheese with a dollop of beet on it.
Right. Did you drop out of high school and learn vocabulary to make your diet seem better than it is?
What is this?
Dollop.
Famous beet.
Yes,
salad.
Soon he'll be cooking sous vide, Curtis, as well.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Ken.
He's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing? Yeah. You want me to trust the government?
In this case,
how'd they do with the out-of-state driver's licenses? There's also a paper trail right now saying that they knew about the vets in the soldiers' home, and they're denying it. How about Cuomo in New York City? 5,000 people died because he forced them to go back. They can't even get the key on time. And you want us to trust them? This administration's a joke. They can't do it. They're not qualified.
Well, Google and Apple were supposed to combine to get an app together, and apparently that's not working well, so it's out. Forget it. We're all on our own. I mean, just stay away from people. It's over. Curtis doesn't care. Just go out.
I just think that there's a lot of potential when it comes to error. Like, you could be, if you go into a barber shop and you identify, you know, who you've been with, what you've been doing, and then somehow you have a false positive test, or your life is going to be essentially shut down for a couple weeks again. And so are the lives of everybody else that you've come into contact with, or how much, there must be so much bureaucratic execution involved in trying to contact everybody and trace it. Why don't we do that? Honest question. This is not a pivot thing, but why don't we do that with influenza? Why don't we do the contact tracing with influenza?
I mean, it's
killed 174 children in the U.S. this year.
Totally.
So why haven't we done that with the flu?
What about the opioid crisis? We should start tracking that.
Oh, that's not something
heart
you
disease.
Can spread. God.
But how about deaths from lung cancer?
Can you catch that?
How about people who sit and watch Epstein documentaries and huff goat cheese?
It's so good, though.
Yeah, I know.
The Epstein thing is.
Is it really good?
Oh, it is. I mean, you know, Curtis, did you say somebody was saying there wasn't enough good stuff?
Yeah, Reamer tweeted something about to that effect.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, I thought, how creepy is it, episode one, when that woman is describing the massage that she got
at
the sister? I mean, it's...
And the thing that is so...
And how about when it starts with the deposition and he pleads the fifth?
Yep.
On having sex with minors.
He's the only person who could be condescendingly pleading the fifth. He somehow is even douchey saying that. Like, it comes across as so, like, I don't even me, of many worse parts, was the before and afters. You see these young girls happy, and then they get assaulted by Epstein, and then you see them later on, and many of the girls still are having a very difficult time, years, maybe decades later. It's like, he literally ruined hundreds of lives, at least. You know, ruined them for the rest of their life. This evil man is part of them forever. And it's like, the other element of this was Alan Dershowitz. I know he's very litigious, so I don't want to say anything and get in trouble. But he is evil, just pure evil in this.
Didn't want to say anything and that's what you said?
In this documentary, I don't know as a person. Yeah. It's my opinion that he's evil in this. Yeah. And I think that, you know, anybody that worked on this defense team really should be disbarred. Like, they knew he was an evil pedophile at the bare minimum, and they're defending him they're sending private investigators after the Florida district attorney who's just pressing charges against him, trying to catch him or his family doing something illegal to blackmail.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the worst elements of our judicial system and our government.
I mean, so far, and I'm only whatever, one and a half in, but it gets five showers when it comes to how review-wise how creepy it is. It is
awful.
It's complete. It is.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
Nope.
Well, his lawyer just said he's 100% confident that he didn't kill himself. He doesn't know who did. But there's, based on what I saw, there's a list of suspects that's pretty long who might have preferred that he wasn't able to talk about anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the coroner, in later in the documentary, gets into how him killing himself is very, 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 very unlikely.
Yes, suspect.
And Dershowitz goes on Fox News like he's part of the elite. Like, they still have this guy on. And one of the women in this, he challenges her to say that he was raped, that he raped her, that Dershowitz raped this girl. And she says it. And then he sued her, and then she countersued him. But this guy's like a part of society. Like, he welcomed in. And he was buddies, at the bare minimum, he was buddies with an evil, evil man.
Also disturbing when they were describing the shape of his...
member.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
But I mean,
does it go left like Clinton? I mean, 60% go left. We did learn that on the old show.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Do you fit into the majority?
Depends on how many beets I eat.
Oh.
How's that with your breakfast?
Yeah, better watch. Yeah, mm-hmm. when you eat that many beets, Greg, the next morning, you best the first one.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to be careful about
just
that.
Just FYI.
Yep.
All right. If you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.